We are in Tzadid Aleph Amud Beis. Let's start from the beginning of the Gemara here. Give ourselves a running start. Basically, the Gemara had talked about the situation of a person whose wife, a man whose wife goes to, you know, to Medina Sayam, and they tell him that she passed away, and he decides to marry her sister, and then finds out. Just kidding. She didn't really die, and the halacha is that his original wife is allowed to come back to him. And then we talked about the case where we find out that, you know, she really did die, but it was a delayed. It was a delay. She really hadn't died by the time that he married the sister, when the Vlad's mom's there, and not, etc. But fine. So the Gemara says, "Va'afagav da azla yishto v'giso l'medina sayam da hani hani nisuam de kamitzra eishes giso." Agiso, right? That the Gemara says that this case applies. This halacha that she can come back, right? That the original wife can go back to her husband, even though her husband had now married her sister. That's true, even in a scenario where the wife and the brother-in-law, right, had both gone to Medina Sayam, and therefore when this guy marries the sister of his wife, he is, you know, forbidding this woman, the sister, to her original husband, right? So when the two of them come back, what happens? The two of them show up, say, no, we really are alive. So what happens? The man, right? Man in relation, you know, in couple A, can welcome his wife back and stays married to her. And now wife B, you know, is not really his wife at all, his sister. But for wife B, right, in relationship B, she is now forbidden to her husband. Right, because she went ahead and she was together with another man. So just let's read it back into the Gemara. Va'afagav the azal ishta v'gisa, even though his wife and brother-in-law had gone to Medina Sayam, right? Da hani nisum to kamitzra eishes giso agiso, because that relationship now forbade, right, his sister-in-law basically to his brother-in-law. Va'afilu hachi ishto eishes giso. Therefore, even though the sister-in-law is forbidden now to her husband, his own wife is permitted to him. Right? Seems a little bit, you know, unfair, if you want to call it. Or I would say not unfair, not parallel. Right? We don't say, we don't say, you know, there's something about this that would be, it seems not parallel. And again, I wouldn't use the word fair. It's probably the wrong word to use. But the point is that when the two cases seem to be treated in different ways, that'll be maybe confusing to people. We're going to talk about that as we move along. Right? It's going to confuse people who are watching, like what happened here, right? Or just maybe in general, shouldn't the same halacha apply in both cases? So says the Gemara, lema mastis in the loker Rabbi Akiva. And if this is true, our mission seems to go against the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Why do you, Rabbi Akiva? Havila achos grushaso. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, what's going to happen here? His wife is now going to be, right, when she returns, right, when the wife comes back now, right? What's going to happen? Her status will be, I'm going to explain why. She won't just be his wife. She will now be the sister of his grusha when she returns. Why is that? Desanya, because we have taught in the Brayse as follows. Right? Whenever you have a situation where a person is together with a woman who is one of the arayos, right? She's a woman that he's forbidden to, but he's together with her anyways, right? They don't need a get. Chutz, except me'eshes ish sheniseis api bezin, except for a case of an eshes ish who gets married because bezin said that she could, right? The case we've been talking about all until now, right? In that scenario, even though she, right, the regular case, woman. A man goes to Medina Sayam, his wife finds out that he passed away, she goes ahead and with one aid, goes ahead and marries somebody else, right? And then he shows up and says, you know, I'm here. So what happens in that case? That the new husband has to give her a get, even though the marriage is fake. The marriage didn't really happen. Nevertheless, require him to give her a get, right? Rabbi Akiva Mosif af eshes ach ve'achos isha. So Rabbi Akiva adds, not just in that case, but even in basically our case, right? In the case where the wife of your brother or the sister of your wife, right? If the sister of your wife is the person that you marry, be iser, not realizing it, right? that what happens when your wife shows up again, right? And it turns out the marriage to the sister was a fake. We don't just say, you know, it didn't happen. The whole thing was nothing, and everyone go back to where they were. No, you require, according to Rabbi Akiva, you require him to give her a get. Okay.
And then the wife would be able to go back to her. The wife.
Well, here's the kasha, says the Gemara. But wait a second. According to that, if he's going to give her a get, we have a halacha. If you've been, a person's been married to a woman and gave her a get, forbidden to her sister. Okay. So now what happens is, it turns out because of this chumrah, right? We're not nervous. People are going to say that, you know, she leaves without a get. Right. That's the reason we do this. Right. What's going to end up happening is, he gave her a get lachumra, just so people shouldn't think, you know, she leaves without a get. He gives her a get, but now he wants to go back and be with his wife. Wait a second. Now his wife is midrabanan, the sister of his grusha, right? And that should be your problem, okay? Mekayim dam Rabbi Akiva by a get, right? Since Rabbi Akiva says in this case you need a get, mimela itzra aled dahav yila achos grusha. So, right? That's not going to work. Right now she's immediately forbidden to him because she is now the sister of his grusha. Right, she was always the wife. Now she becomes the sister. Right, because it depends on the perspective. Right, so what's going to happen? So the fact, the point is the fact that our Gemara, that our Mishnah, you know, talks about this case and says that when the woman comes back, she can go back right back to her husband. Right, and that the case is even that she can go right back to her husband. That shows, presumably at this point, that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Right, because it must be, because if we were like Rabbi Akiva and we were requiring a get when she came back, so then she'd be achos grusha, so he wouldn't be allowed to take his wife back. Fine, okay. Mar says not so fast. But lav itmar la, didn't we already say about this the following? Amar of Gila, Amar of Chia by Yosef, Amar Rav, hi Eishes Ach Heichi Dami. Right, he said, what is the case of Eishes Ach? What are we referring to in this case of Eishes Ach? Kigon shekidesh achiv es haisha. What's the case? The case is, and this is Eishes Ach. We're going to see, but we're going to see the other case in a second also, right? What's the case of the wife of your brother? Kigon, what's the case? Shekidesh achiv es haisha. A man did kiddushin. And this is kiddushin only, right? He did kiddushin with a woman. V'halach m'diyaseh. And then he left, right? And then the guy who's still here, hears, wait a second, his brother died. V'amad v'nasa sishto, and he goes ahead and he does nisuin, right, with his wife, with that man's wife. Okay, so it's sort of like a yibum from kiddushin. The amre inshi hach kamat, and what are people going to say in that case? Right, if he goes ahead and he marries this woman. And what do people and we require him if she returns, so if the original husband comes back, what do we require him to give a get? Why? The Amre Inshi, people are going to say Hach Kama Tena Havale B'Kiddushin. Because what are people going to say? Oh, the first one just did Kiddushin. It must have been a Kiddushin with Al Tanai. A Kiddushin with some type of condition, right? V'Hai Shapir Nosiv, and the second guy really married her legitimately, right? V'Hai Achos Isha. Period. Right. So. Why do we require a get in that case? We require a get in that case because if we don't give a get, what are people going to say? They're going to say the first man just did kiddushin, right? And now the second man, right, does nisuin with her. And oh, well, I'll tell you why they were able to do nisuin, because the first guy probably just did a get all tanai. The tanai wasn't, you know, the condition wasn't met. And that's why the second man's marriage was a real legitimate marriage. And then what happens? What would happen if then when the original husband shows up, we would say, oh, you can just go back to your original husband. And they say, oh, even when someone does a real deal nisuin, real marriage, they don't need a get. It's not necessary. We're going to do that. I'm going to say such a thing. So what do? We say you have to give a get in that scenario, right? So people shouldn't make this mistake and think that someone can get out of a real nisuin, right, after a kiddushin, which was, you know, al tanai. They're going to think after a real nisuin, that person doesn't need a get. And what's the other case? V'hai achos isha nami. Right, and also like the case of Achosisha, the woman, your wife's sister. Heichidami, what's the case? Kigon shekidesh esaisha. Right, the man does kiddushin with a woman. V'halchol midiyasiyam, and then she leaves. She goes away. V'shava shemesa, and he hears that she dies. Amad v'nasa sachosa. He goes up and he actually marries his wife, her sister, with nisuin. If the original wife comes back, what do? We require a get to the second woman. Again, even though she doesn't really need it. The kiddushin with the first woman, that the kiddushin with the second woman is meaningless, and then Yisuin is also meaningless. But what do we require yet? Why? The Amri Inji Ha Chamais and Tanai Havala Bekidushin, right? Vaha Shaper Nasif. And people are going to say, because people might make the same mistake. Oh, the first one was just Kiddushin. It must have been a Kiddushin al Tanai. Then must have been they didn't meet the Kiddushin. Then the second marriage was a real marriage. And then what happens when the original wife shows up? He just gets rid of the first wife without doing anything. So again, people are going to say, oh, I guess when you have Nisun, there's some situations you don't need to get. And the answer is, no, that's not true. So we give a get, in that case, just to be machmir. So people shouldn't make that mistake. Okay? But the point is, both of those cases are when? Those are cases when the original relationship was only a relationship of Kiddushin. Because in that situation, people can say, oh, well, it was only Kiddushin in the first place. Maybe it was a Kiddushin al Tanai. Right? So the thought could creep in that the original marriage wasn't a real marriage. Right? Ela Nisuin, Miikala Memar, Tanahavale ben Nisuin? We don't say such a thing. No one's ever concerned that the Nisuin is done with a Tanai. That's not something that we ever see. We don't ever talk about that. And therefore, in our original case, right, the only time Rabbi Akiva was requiring a get, like Lahachmir, was in a case when the original relationship was only done up with Kiddushin only. As long as the original case was done with a case where they had done Nisuin, even Rabbi Akiva doesn't have that concern. In which case, telling me that our mission is not like Rabbi Akiva is not correct. Because Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have required to get in this case. Because in this case, they started the first relationship was with Nisuin. Fine. And remember, by the way, in those days, they would do Kiddushin and Nisuin a year apart. It wasn't like, you know, the possibility of doing such a thing could really happen, right? It was not like by us, we do Kiddushin and then 2 seconds later, 2 minutes later, we do the Nisuin. So this was a real thing. You could have just Kiddushin or just Nisuin and people would know. You know, it's like Ki'ilu right now, like someone got engaged but didn't get married. Like it wouldn't be so unusual. You could really know the distinction between the two. Fine. So continues Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. E Rabbi Akiva, you want to talk about Rabbi Akiva now? So I'll tell you something else you should have said. E Rabbi Akiva, listening nami chamosa. I should have talked about Eve about the case where what's the scenario? The man's wife goes to Medina Sayam. She thinks that she died, and who does he marry? Her mother. Right? Her mother, which obviously is forbidden if she's alive, but if she dies, she's allowed to marry her mother. Right? You should have given that case too. Right? If we were really talking about Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva would have also said that that case should have been included in the Mishnah. Why? The Hashamina and Leila Rabbi Akiva, because we heard that Rabbi Akiva holds the Amar Chamoso La Achar Misa La Bisreifa, because Rabbi Akiva holds in general that if a person would marry his mother-in-law La Achar Misa, right after his wife passes away, you're not going to get Sreifa for such a case. Yeah, and how do we know? Disanna, because we have the following brisa. By Ish Yisrefu Oso Ve'eshen. So the pasuk says that you get, right, that if someone's, you know, is involved in a situation of a rios, the man and the woman, by Ish Yisrefu Oso Eshen, you should kill him and her. Well, Eshen really seems to mean not just her, but also them, right? So Oso ve'es achas mehen did Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says it means, why is it as hen? So it's him and one of them. Rabbi Kiva Omer Oso ve'es shtehen. The Kiva says it's her and it's him and the two of them, two other people. So what's going on here? So Bishla Mali Abaye the Amr Mashmos Dorshinika Benayu. According to Abaye says, what's this machlokas? This machlokas is not a halachic argument, right? Mashmos Dorshin means you're arguing about how to read the pasuk. It just means how do you read the pasuk? What does the pasuk mean? Right? It's like it's machlok. It's about pshat and tanach. That's mashmos dorshin nikabenu. According to Abaye, this whole machlok should be kiva mishmol. It's just about how you read the pasuk. It doesn't have any halach ramifications. No nafkamina. So that's fine. Bishlam Abaye d'amr mashmos dorshin nikabenu. The mishmol savar chadaksiv. Rabbi Kiva savar tartiksiv. Rabbi Shmuel thinks it's talking about one person, and Rabbi Kiva thinks it's talking about two. Then shapir, fine. But according to Rava, who understands this machlokis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, as what's the issue, achas mehen or eshen, two of them? What's the added person? The added person is chamoso, right? The scenario of the mother-in-law being included, chamoso la'achamisa ikibenayu lisnei nam yachoso. According to Rabbi Kiva, then we should include that case also. Look at Rashi for a second. Oh, so ve'esh shtehen. Rashi, well, you can go up to two lines there. Of Ve'es Achas Me'en, says Rashi, she came Balashin Yevani in Yevani Korin La'achas Hena. Va'am Rachmana Acharona Shenasa Be'isr Tisarif. Right, so sometimes you have the language of Achas, right? If you really mean like, you know, you say es hen, it can mean achas mehen, right? The language of hain is like one. So it's sort of redundant, but it can still refer to one. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's osov es shtehen. The kaba'in and hasen besanhedrin, my benayu havada ishto gemura, lo am Rabbi Kiva, the besrefa, sharei enehazu machata. Right? It shouldn't be about the, you know, his actual wife. She didn't do anything wrong. She got married to him, you know, in a permissible way. Am Rabbi Mashmos Dorshanika Benayo. Rabbi Kiva Savar Tartek Sive Chamoso. Right, including Chamoso. V'im Chamoso Nafke Mehai Kra the Bisrefa Tahachi Amar Kra Ish Ki Yikach Es Isha V'ima Ushtehan LeIsser. Right, if you're including again the man, this woman, and a man marries his wife, a woman, and her mother, right? Both of them are forbidden. Could go in Shanasa Chamoso, like he cases he married his mother-in-law. Ve'im Chamoso, Vim Chamoso Be'esh Yisrofo. Mishmal Savar Chadakziv. No, he says, no, it's not referring to both of them, just Chamoso Lachuda, right? Shamin Amina. Dehai Ki Yikach Es Isha, Hainu Ishta Rishona. That's fine, meaning the first woman, that was nothing wrong with that, right? Rishona Hanis is beheter ves ima zu chamoso. V'am rachmana yisrefu oso ves achas mehen. Right, v'im chamoso de besrefa b'gzer shava. Now it's gone, fine, whatever. For he continues on, it says v'rava amar chamoso la achamisa, achamisa ishto ikabenayu. So the point is, Rava says, what's the machlokas? Machlokas is about a case of marrying the chamoso, right, the mother-in-law after his wife has passed away. The Rabbi Shmuel besrefa. Rabbi Shmuel says in that case, You get straight for that. The Hachika Amar Osova es achas mehen afilu ein shtehen kayamos. So this is why it's a little more complicated. Why are you including both of them? Because the question is, what happens? What Rabbi Kiva is coming to tell me a kula, not a chumra here. So what's the case? The case is that you have Osova es only one of them gets killed. Why afilu ein shtehen kayamos? Even if they're not both alive, right? Kegon shemese ishto v'nasa es ima tisareif. Rabbi Shmuel is saying that in that case, even if the woman has passed away, you still can't marry your mother-in-law. And then if the man would marry her, they get sreifa. Rabbi Kiva Savar Osova Eshtehen only Bizman Sheshtehen Kayamos. Ishto Vechamoso Yisrefu Osa. Meaning they're not really having a machlokas about whether it's one person or two people who get one woman or two women who get killed. What they're discussing is when. Right? Is it a scenario when only both of them are alive? That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, even only one of them is alive, right? If you marry the woman, she dies, and he marries the mother-in-law. So the point is, what Rabbi Kiva, the halacha that Rabbi Kiva is bringing out here is that Rabbi Kiva holds that if Rabbi Shmuel holds that if a man's married to a woman and then that woman dies, if he goes ahead afterwards and marries his previous mother-in-law, her mother, that's an isser, right? According to Rabbi Kiva, though, it's not that's not a case of sreifa. Right? That wouldn't be us there. It's so good. So if that all that being correct, if that's true now, that Rabbi Kiva holds that chamoso is not forbidden, so what should Rabbi Kiva include in this whole conversation in our Mishnah? Same thing. He marries a woman, she goes to Nizyam and he hears that she dies, and who does he marry? Chamoso. Right? Not just he marries her sister. He could have it in the case of chamoso. And Rabbi Kiva doesn't say that. So what do you see? See, our Mishnah really isn't like Rabbi Kiva. And that's the whole point, right? We were trying to prove, see, our mission is not like Rabbi Kiva. We couldn't prove it before, but now we have another possibility. See, our mission is not like Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara answers back. Amalei, nihi de miyata kra misreifa, misur mi miyata kra. Wait a second, he says. I understand that the pasuk came to tell me, according to Rabbi Kiva, that there's no sreifa, right, if he marries the mother-in-law. But it's still usher. Even Rabbi Kiva agrees that it's usher. So why is the mission not bringing the case? Because Gemara says all the time, "Atu b'yishi askinan." We're dealing with people who are doing yisurim. We don't give examples of people doing things that are against the halakha. That's not like the typical case. So the reason the Gemara doesn't include this case is because it's something that's forbidden. And since it's forbidden, so we're not going to include that case. And that's the reason why. That's why even our Mishnah, who maybe agrees with Rabbi Akiva, still doesn't bring the case of chamos. Fine. So let's just, we'll just start the next Gemara for a second. The Gemara says as follows next. And the Gemara is now kind of going back to our original case and asks the following. Vite asar bishchiva da chosa midi dehavia isha shahalach balam dinasayam. Right? Why don't we forbid this first woman, right, to her husband? Look at Rashi, three lines in the bottom. Vite asar, it's a middle to the end of the line. Vite asar ishto harishona alav bishchivasa da chosa. Right? When the sister, right, this Mishnah stands out as kind of seeming strange to us. Why? Because we've talked about it so many times that when a man is together with, when a woman is together with a man who's not her husband, what happens to her? She is not only forbidden to that original guy to whom she's forbidden, but she becomes asur labal, asur labal. She becomes forbidden to her original husband too. So why don't we say the same thing?
So it's questioning the asymmetry now.
Exactly. Questioning the asymmetry that we noticed in the beginning. Exactly.
Which is presumably like what Rabbi Yossi was saying also, right? He seems to be, like when we had Rabbi Yossi at the end of the Mishnah, he seems to be saying that it should be symmetrical. Right? Because he says what you have for one should be...
Kol shepos ha'idei achayim pos, that's what we're going to see. Right. Correct. We didn't explain what that meant, exactly. Right. Right, correct. But at this point, the Gemara is just asking, I don't get it. For the original wife, she should be forbidden. Why? Bishchiva da chosa, because the fact that her sister was together with her husband, with this woman's husband, should forbid the original woman from ever going back to her husband. And it's not so crazy. This is not some stam other woman who's together with her husband. It's her sister. It's her sister. Point meaning her sister, not because it's like that's scandalous and crazy, but because it's not because of the emotional part of it, but because that's a relationship that's usher, right? A man to be married to two sisters. Right, so once he's together with the other sister, boom, they should both be forbidden to him, right? Because a man's not allowed to be married to two sisters, right? So why don't we say bete asa b'shchiva da'chosa midi dehavia isha shahalach balam dinasayam, just like a woman, right, who has her husband go to dinasayam and she marries somebody else, right, and she wasn't supposed to, right? What happens? She becomes forbidden to both, right? She becomes forbidden to her original husband. Say the same thing in this case also. So says Gemara, not so fast. Lo dummy. It's not the same. Why not? Ishto dibimezid asira midaraisa bishogi gazer berabana. Right? When it comes to a man's wife, right? If a man's wife is together with another man, right, bimezid, so what would happen? That's it. If a woman cheats on her husband, right, she is now forbidden to him, midaraisa. Right? Midaraisa, she's forbidden. So therefore, what do? In the case of shogig, where it was a mistake, she didn't realize, she thought he was dead. So what do? We make this big zera to make her forbidden, even in that case also, right? When she went ahead, she did the alpi edecha, right? Because we want her to be careful, you shouldn't have come to even do it b'shogeg, right? So, but that case, the original din, is that if she would do it b'mezid, what happens? If she would be with another man who's not her husband, she would be forbidden to her original husband, midaraisa, right? So therefore, we are gozer shogeg atu mezid. Because the case of mezid is an issa daraisa for her to be with her husband again afterwards, we therefore, even if she doesn't bishogeg, we make a gzera. But achos isha, did bimezid lo asira midaraisa. When it comes to achos isha, look at Rashi. Da filu bimezid, the top of Tariyam Alf. Achos isha, da filu bimezid baal achosa. Right? Let's say a man would, on purpose, go ahead and be together with his wife's sister. Lo mitzra ishtoa, you love it. That doesn't impact his relationship with his original wife, right? Midaraisa. Kitakatana lakaman hilkach b'shogeg. The Gemara is going to talk about it later. But the point is, that iser, it's usser. The man's not supposed to do that. He's forbidden to be together with his wife and then to marry his sister. But that's an iser on him. That doesn't impact his relationship to his original wife. And since midaraisa v'mezid lo asir midaraisa v'shogeg lo gazer b'rabban. So therefore, there's no reason to make a gzeira d'rabbanan on that relationship because even bemezid, if they would do so, midaraisa, nothing would happen to them. So that's why in the original case of the man who goes to Medina Siyam and the woman ends up with another man, she becomes even b'shogeg, she becomes usher to her husband even midarabbanan. Nevertheless, in the case with the sister, right, the man ends up marrying his wife's sister b'shogeg. In that case, we don't usher the original wife. Midrash Rabbanan. Okay.